You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Roto Experts in the Morning is on now.
It is Friday, February 10th, 2017, and this is the Roto Experts in the Morning. My name is Greg Sussman. Join as always with the King, Scott Angle, Fantasy Executive Corey Parson, Tony Cincata as well. It is Friday, baby. What's up, Corey? Oh, my goodness.
You imagine this?
It's unbelievable.
You would think after 6 years I would know to turn the microphone
You'd
on and start
so,
the morning.
But it's every day now. It's crazy.
It's getting pretty ugly. And what's going on, though, Greg? What's the deal with you? How you doing?
Not much. It's Friday. I'm pretty pumped about that. And Tony, so last night, right, playing a little DFS. We'll get into the basketball later, of course, from 9 a.m. Eastern Time. But playing DFS, listening to the Lineup Lock Show, and all of a sudden these pieces of crap from Cleveland go from none of them are playing to all of them are playing.
Well, I blame you and everybody else.
Me?
Social media.
Yeah, you.
Why me?
Yeah, I. If you listen to the start of the show, the Lineup Lock Show, I said, I don't know why, and I went on purpose to every single site yesterday.
Right.
Fantasy Labs, Roto Grinders, Daily Roto.
Yep.
Why everybody expected these three guys not to play. All that was said was they would probably not play immediately after a game.
Yep.
And that was, and everybody ran with it. In today's world where we have to try to be first and we have to try to put out, nobody said, hey, there's a chance these guys could play. So I stopped the show with that. I did the DFS Today show with all three guys playing. And I sat back, and then at 15 minutes, in the program, we find that there's going to be a press conference.
Yep.
Then we find out LeBron James took part in the shoot-around.
Yep.
And we knew they were going to play.
We did. We did know they were going to play. But you know what?
So, but,
hold on. Continue.
So yep. Shame on people.
Shame on people. So we continued. I listened to the Lineup Lock Show, and I'm freaking out. Not freaking out because I only, by the end of the night, I only had one of these guys in my lineup, and it was all said and done. I was like, all right, you know what? I can take him out. No big deal. And I wind up putting in my man Dario Saric last night because, even though he's in the start, he's getting the minutes. And
oh, yeah, we loved him with the injury last night to Ilyasova. We thought Ilyasova ended up playing a lot, but Saric was a guy that thought would be big.
Exactly. So you said that, so I put him in, and only 4% of my pool had him. So last night, in my little cash pool, 100 people, top 50 make money, I came in first, Tony.
And you didn't have
any. Oh!
No. I came in first. Number one.
That's one of the most empty feelings in fantasy. And it shouldn't, because you want to win, but we're human. We're like,
correct.
Oh, we could have got more.
We're greedy. We want even more.
Yeah.
I finished with a 338 last night.
That's a nice number.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. So nice. I was pumped. I was pumped last night. When basically, it was all
thanks to you guys.
You
had to change your whole lineup, right?
I just had to make a couple of maneuvers because I didn't wind up with Harden yesterday. I know a lot of people put all the Cavs in and then Harden and Westbrook, and I just did not like how my lineup turned out like that. So I went with Westbrook, and then without Harden, I was able to get to not have the Cavs in there to get Batum and Fournier and Lillard, and it just looked better like that. So all I had to do was take Channing Frye out, and I took him out for Dario Saric. And that was it.
Wow. So that was good. See, a lot of people got stuck changing the whole line because they had two or three of those Cavs in.
Right.
And so they had left you scrambling in the last half hour.
Well, that's how I felt the night before,
really,
Tony. That's how I felt the night before with Marquise Morris, where I was scrambling ass off.
Absolutely. Now, how do you feel about this Cleveland thing? I think the NBA got involved in this.
I agree.
Because
I 100% agree.
NBA and social media.
There was a press conference. There was a press conference, which why would you have that at 5:30 Central Time at 5:30 to announce these guys were playing? And then Tyronn Lue pouted by saying they'll probably play.
Correct.
At the end of having a press conference,
yep.
Right? And then they had to come out and clarify it. They tweeted out that they will play.
Yep.
So I think the NBA got involved, and I'm glad they did. This
totally.
You can't do this. This is an entertainment business. You can say what people can't tune into a TNT game and watch Russell Westbrook versus a D-League team. You can't have that on TV when you're trying to promote your league. Basically, what you're telling that league is, we don't give a shit about the regular season. This league is only for people that gamble on games and play fantasy sports.
We talked about this, right? Last time LeBron didn't even go to Memphis, right? We talked about this. And the fact was that this is not fair to these people. And then you got the TNT game, and this whole people sitting out thing became a thing when San Antonio, like, on a TNT game years ago, sat everybody
against the Heat,
exactly, against LeBron's Heat, yeah. Right? Mm-hmm. And they sat everybody, and everybody freaked out at the TNT game. And I 100% agree with you, Tony, that Adam Silver or somebody at the commissioner's office stepped in and be like, "Not tonight. This isn't happening."
Yeah, and I don't think it would have been a big deal if one of them were out, right? Why sit out all three?
Yeah.
I guess they were trying to make some kind of statement by sitting out all three. I wonder what the statement possibly could have been, but anyway, they didn't get a chance to make it.
And they were in OKC, correct?
Yes.
So it wasn't like it was a home game, obviously. You want to sit everybody out? No problem. Do it in your home game tomorrow.
Yeah.
Which they won't, obviously, because they're home.
Yeah, so congratulations to whoever in the NBA woke them up. And there was actually even some speculation, which I don't believe this to be true, that LeBron James was going to use this to stick to Charles Barkley.
Get out of here. That's ridiculous. That's a conspiracy theory.
To do what?
To stick it to Charles Barkley.
I believe it.
Oh, stop. He doesn't make these decisions. Charles, you don't care about Charles Barkley?
You don't think so?
You think he's, I'm not going to play on TNT because Charles Barkley works for TNT? Get the hell out of here.
I think they wanted to put a stick in the eye of Turner. I really do.
All right. I think it's extreme.
All right.
I think it's extreme.
I think some of the things you think are extreme.
Like what?
Before 10 o'clock, I'll let you know. You'll say something extreme
probably.
In the next 3 hours.
That's probably true. Speaking of the Cavs, what are you, looking at yourself in the freaking mirror?
Yeah, I want to make sure I'm good to go.
We're not even on TV, we're on radio.
Still, it'd be women walking by.
Around.
What the hell is going on with you?
Speaking of,
your future's going to walk by, right?
Yeah, I don't know. I didn't make sure my swag is right.
You're not even wearing a hat. You're wearing a winter hat.
It's cold. It's 21 degrees outside.
Speaking of the Cavs, I just read this stat this morning. I told Corey that the Cavs have not won a second night of a back-to-back all year.
Wow.
0-7 in the second half of back-to-backs. I didn't know that either. It was crazy. Like, that's pretty terrible. Good morning, Scotty.
Good morning, fellas. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well, man. What's going on?
Nothing. Just, you know, sitting in a little subway delay. But caught some of the tail end of what you guys were talking about. And I saw an interesting stat about Russell Westbrook's triple-double last night. And he's the first player since John Havlicek in 1972 to have triple-doubles in more than once in the season against the defending champions. And, you know, you guys talking about, you know, the whole trifecta thing. And, you know, I saw a statement from LeBron during the day, or maybe even early as yesterday morning, said, "I don't want to sit out last night." You know, so like you guys were saying, you know, that's why you get lineup alerts and, you know, why you have to, you know, be on top of these things when you're playing on daily fantasy basketball. You know, it's whenever I play them on Daily Roto, if I'm not getting in my inbox, you know, you can actually, like, refresh the lineup alerts page. So that's good.
To be fair, the sites did a bad job last night. If you got your...
Well, I didn't play last night, so...
What
are you talking about that?
I didn't play last night, so what I'm saying is I usually... Usually I found it to be pretty reliable, but I guess, you know, it's not 100% if that's what happened last night.
Every single site that gave fantasy advice last night until 6:30 had you at the top of their rankings, every Cleveland backup.
Everyone.
And it was a bad job by them because none of these guys were officially out.
No. They were not. You know,
I saw the report yesterday morning. It was like Tyronn Lue said he's considering sitting these guys out.
He said probably was the word.
It's like, probably doesn't mean definitely.
Obviously.
Yeah, right.
Editorial at rotoexperts.com.
So then, after that happened, by the way, Tony, that, all right, these Cavs are probably out. It got me. So then I literally, about 6:50, you see that Nene Hilario is probably out. I'm like, I'm not messing with this one again. Because I was like, should I put Montrezl Harrell in? Like, maybe that's a good start. Because you'll know he'll get minutes. But now I hear probably out. I'm not doing this.
Let me ask to this past point what Tony just said. Like, you know, how often have we seen this maybe over the last year or two where the sites are just like completely off on it? You know, how, what would you say the reliability factor is?
I've never seen that before, that they just took for granted that based on one coach's comment after the game, that everybody in the whole industry ruled these guys out. I had never seen that before.
Yeah, that's why, you know, I came in saying, you know, usually it's really dependable. I'm sitting there hitting refresh on the lineup alerts. If I would have played last night, I would have been stunned.
Or you would have won.
I waited till 6 o'clock. Yeah, I waited till 6 o'clock, and I was like, that was how I led off the lineup block show. I was like, you know, there's a chance. I haven't seen anywhere that these guys were there. And then we were trying to figure out, did these guys get on the plane? If they're in the, if they're in Oklahoma City, why go if you're not going to play?
Yeah, and you made the point about the shoot-around. It's like, probably if I played last night, I would have been refreshing lineup alerts. And, you know, because when I do play, I keep on top of everything until it locks. And so, you know, that's kind of stunning.
See, you got that was a good call, Sussman, on the Hilario thing. See, yeah. I knew he was going to be out pretty early.
Right.
And I thought that meant Clint Capella, who had been playing very well,
sure,
would be the guy that would step up. And he didn't last night. He didn't have a big game for him. And you saw Montrose out. I think Harrell's actually the best player out of that group of three.
I agree.
And he will be in the future. And but Clint Capella's been playing very well since coming back. So I thought it was a good matchup for him. He would have been the guy I used. I went cheap last night. And I used Okafor, who didn't do nothing.
You know, it's interesting because I really like Vucevic. From yesterday morning when we talked about it, through yesterday, I was like, that was the guy I really liked. And as I tried to fiddle with my lineup, and like, Saric was obviously the one I was concerned about. I was like, all right, I take him out, and I put in Ryan Anderson, then go with Capella and Anderson. I'm just like, you know what? If Vucevic's been my guy all day, nothing has changed at all to make me not like this guy. I'm not going to mess with this. And I didn't play. I didn't play Harrell. I didn't play Anderson. I didn't play Capella. And I wound up winning, like I said. So, you know, it was a good night for me DFS-wise. So I'm happy about that.
So does it make you change your strategy now?
right. Now, I'm going to put some, like, it's a couple thousand tournaments. That's right. And then I'll lose, and then I'll be all noted again.
How much are you guys looking forward to tomorrow night's game between Durant and Westbrook? There's a lot of hype on it.
I got a problem. Now, I was thinking about that. I want to watch this game bad.
Yep.
But I always go out for the MMA match that are on pay-per-view.
Right.
And they're on, so they don't come on till 10, but there's a couple matches before that are on free TV that you watch there. So now, tomorrow, I usually watch at a sports bar. Now I'm going to have to have my head swiveling around as I watch these two games tonight.
For me, Scotty, I'm very interested in the game. I think it's going to be fun, you know? Yeah. But tomorrow I'm a little busy.
Yeah, you know, I've seen some interesting features, you know, on the game and how the fans are going to react because, you know, they were just, it seemed like they were very emotionally tied, to Durant. You know, he's done like a lot of work. Like I heard he gave over like $70,000 to like some school for homeless kids, you know, in the areas and stuff like that. And he had a restaurant there and everything. So, you know, I guess, you know, when you look into it, he was really tied with the community. So I think there's going to be a mixed smattering of people who, like, really feel burned by him, but those who feel like, okay, when he was here, he was such a significant part of the community. I saw something where, like, you know, during the players' strike, he was going to play flag football with the fans and stuff like that. So a lot of people had their hearts ripped out, but then a lot of people also feel like, okay, even if he left, you know, we still support him, so it's going to be very interesting.
No. It's going to be extra security there.
Yeah.
It's going to be extra security there. It's going
I saw stories where there were a lot of fans who, like, you know, it upset us that he left, but, you know, he did in the community while he was here, you know.
They're coming for him,
get
Scotty.
Get the hell out of here, Scotty.
They're coming for him, Scotty.
Preaching.
I'm telling you about the stories that I saw. You don't want to believe them. You don't want to believe them. There are people that are, like, still upset that he left, but he did a lot for the community while he was there.
So let me ask you this. Do you think tomorrow night he's going to get all these thank you so much. Thank you so much for all your help.
I think there's going to be a lot of people who are very upset, but I think there's going to be a smattering of people that, you know, still support him because they like him as a person.
You still hate the New York Jets to this day for leaving to go across the damn bridge, but you telling me their number one athlete at that place in all time leaves and they're going to throw balloons at him?
If Mark Gastineau and Joe Klecko, you know, like, you know, came to my school and donated a lot of money and spent time with me, I would be like, okay, you know, I'm not a Jet fan
Russell
anymore.
Russell Wilson never spent no time with you.
He What does that got to do with anything? I'm trying to make a point in relation to your point. It's like you could still be a fan of the player even though the team left.
Not in this scenario.
What about LeBron, though?
I'm just saying.
LeBron. LeBron's a much better
example. I'm just saying, overall, I think of course, I'm saying there's a large percentage of the fans are going to be still very upset, but there are people I've seen and read stories over the last few days who are, even though they're hurt by him, you know, they got to spend time with him as a person, season ticket holders still like him as a person.
You're way too graceful and nice thinking about this.
I'm telling you what I saw. If I saw feature stories and read feature stories where everybody overwhelmingly hated the guy, I'd say it.
Well, Scotty,
fake news.
You can see a feature story of a writer finding anything. To be honest with you.
What's that?
Like, these writers that cover these teams every single day, right? Like,
right.
I'm sure it's a wonderful story, but yeah, Durant did do all this stuff. You're absolutely right. There's no question he did that.
Yeah.
As Tony just brought up, LeBron, born in Akron, from Cleveland. I mean, he put the Cavs on the map and bolted. And there are plenty of feature stories about all the great LeBron did for the city of Cleveland. He came back. They burned his jersey. The other team would shake his hand, and he got booed until the moment he came back.
I think 93% of the fans, you know, are going to be upset about it.
Yes,
but you know, there is a small smattering of people that even though they feel burned, they like Durant as a person.
Sure, you want to give me 5% of people? Sure, we'll give you 5%.
That's not everybody else is boo.
There's not gonna be any difference
boo.
Tomorrow night.
You suck, bro.
You sold out.
I hate you.
Sold out.
I'm coming to get you. That's what it's gonna be, Scott.
Yeah. Most of it is. I agree with you guys, but I'm saying, you know, there are certain people that will stay loyal.
You left the Jets because of a situation like this. You stopped being a New York Jet fan because of something very similar.
I was never really a football fan when I was a Jet fan. It's like my parents threw me a Jet T-shirt. I'm not like you. It's like I don't have second favorite teams and run to Golden State when the Knicks aren't doing well.
As a matter of fact, you do have a second favorite team.
I don't.
The Seattle Seahawks.
No, but Seahawks. I've been a Seahawks fan consistently for 33 years. I don't have two favorite teams like you do. I'm not a bandwagon hopper and root for the Yankees because they won championships.
I'm not going to support
and root for the Cowboys because they won championships.
I'm not going to support.
I don't have a second favorite team like the Nationals because the Yankees aren't doing well.
I started supporting those teams when I was born, and I've been through some tough
times. You're a front runner.
I'm not a front runner.
If the USA doesn't do well in the World Baseball Classic, you're going to start rooting for the Dominican Republic.
Oh, it's the World Baseball Classic. We're going to get to that.
I have homeboys that play for the Dominican Republic.
See, you already got it set up. You know, you're not loyal. You're a fair weather.
Yeah, we're going to talk about.
You're a yellow belly.
Coming up next hour here.
He's got a yellow streak up his back.
You're a little belly.
What?
You're a little belly.
No, let the barbs be accurate. My belly's very big.
Well, what's under it is little.
What? What's a yellow belly?
What's the yellow?
Yeah, I have no idea.
I was thinking the same thing.
What is a yellow belly?
It's like a weakling.
Like,
I thank God that's where that went. Don't say that.
Yeah, I was like, what is going on here?
Same. I was very confused.
A yellow belly.
So here's my last question regarding.
Angle gets to say whatever he wants, and I get, you know, the people get mad at me. The guy's calling people yellow bellies.
Because he knows I'm joking.
Tony.
Oh, that's what my answer for. Scott, next time you get mad and throw the headphones down, I'm joking.
Here we go with this guy again.
Tony, let me ask you this about Durant Westbrook tomorrow night. From DFS perspective, like, you have to get Westbrook in, I assume, because he's going to want to, like, put up 1,000 points. But what about Durant?
And he gets a great defensive matchup, right?
Yes.
When he's taking on Kyrie Irving. I mean Kyrie Irving.
Steph Curry.
Steph Curry in that one. He's going to absolutely. Kevin Durant, though, I think you play them both, right? You hate to get into narratives. Cephalosha is a good defensive player. He's too big for him. I don't think he'll cover him. So he'll get Sabonis maybe, and I think he'll eat him alive.
Yeah, I think so too. I think the two of them are just going to go out of control. Because you know, like, Curry's just going to feed Durant the ball the whole game. You know Westbrook's not going to pass. Tomorrow night's going to be fun.
And Westbrook's going to go at after Curry too. You know what I mean?
Good point.
You know he's going to take advantage of Curry.
The only negative is if the Warriors are, like, really focused on this game, which I think they will be, they could blow them out.
Oh, they're going to beat them down. It might get physical. It might be some altercations because Golden State is going to look to put the screws to them.
They're not going to pull back the dogs.
No, they're going to put the screws to them.
Yeah, they are.
Especially Russell Westbrook. They don't.
Crazy Draymond Green. Like, Westbrook drives the hole.
Draymond Green might actually kill them.
Yeah, he, you could see him throwing a shot at him or something like that.
Yes,
like,
at least he kicked in the nuts, you know, nothing else.
Yeah, we call DeMarcus Cousins crazy, and like we put him on a pedestal as far as craziness. Draymond Green's not that far behind him.
Oh, no, no, Draymond Green's nuts. I mean, you got some stories,
he's
Corey, about Draymond.
Professional about
Draymond's,
how he
Draymond's a wild
He's very
dude.
Professional on how he goes about it, though.
Yes.
That's the difference between him and Cousins.
I think Draymond's from Flint, right?
Yes.
Yeah, there you go. Everybody I've ever known from Flint was a maniac. Everybody I've ever known from there.
I have an insensitive joke, but thankfully
no, don't do
it.
That.
I will not make that.
Isn't Magic Johnson from Flint or near there?
Yes, sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. When we get back, we talked a lot yesterday early morning about etiquette, right? And slow draft etiquette. So Corey and I were talking about this yesterday, so I wanted to bring it to you guys about commissioner etiquette. We continue our etiquette conversation. Next, here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Returning here on the Roto Experts in the Morning. Okay, Scott Angle, fantasy executive, Corey Parson. We gotta put that phone behind the computer again, I think. I think that's the move.
Yeah, no, I was looking at something. Scott, a yellow belly is a coward, Scott.
Yeah. Wait,
you calling me a coward?
Why you look this on your phone?
When it comes to being a sports fan, yeah.
You calling me a coward?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes.
See me outside. See how much of a coward I am.
All right. What time?
And right after the show. After old school go off at 11 a.m.
Why not during the break?
Huh? But it's going to take longer.
Why wait?
You call me a coward, it's going to take longer.
Why wait?
Because it's going to take longer what I do to you. I'm not going to be done in 2 minutes. I'm going to make sure you don't call nobody else a yellow belly.
Like your girlfriends, you know, you'll be done in 2 minutes.
Jesus, Scott.
Maybe less.
Are you kidding me?
Jesus, Scott.
You see?
If Mike Cardano ever calls me again, I'm hanging up on him. Get that, Cardano. You just heard the last 3 minutes of the show. I am hanging up on you.
Corey and I have a big hug after.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Look at this guy.
It doesn't still doesn't take the
move on
the
move
sexual
on.
Reference that you just right. put on.
Let's go. Move on the show.
I'm trying to, but you keep going back to these stupid arguments.
Catch me outside. How about that?
This is what Corey and I do every day.
Oh, yeah.
You were blocking him yesterday. I'm calling him a coward today.
I'm trying to block everybody here.
with Ashley Docky.
Oh, God, enough. Yeah. So I spoke to Corey yesterday about... We all spoke to rather yesterday about etiquette, right? Like slow draft etiquette, how long you're supposed to take, all that stuff. And Corey and I had a discussion yesterday about commissioner etiquette. And Corey and I figured out that I'm kind of a dictator when it comes to certain things, Corey.
Hey, I don't like your commissioner style.
I feel like it's the only commissioner style. I'll explain. Now, guys, if you're in a live draft, and we'll take the draft and we'll move on from there. You're in a live draft, not one of these slow drafts here that, you know, 7 hours pick or whatever. But you're in a live draft format. Your time runs out. You get the highest player on the board, correct? Right? Like, that's just what it is. Now, if you are the commissioner of this league and you get a message, oh, no, no, I didn't want that guy. No, 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 no. Would you be like, all right, here, pick who you want? Or would you be like, I'm sorry, dude. You 2 minutes are up. Goodbye. My bad. You should have somebody in your queue. Scott, what would you do?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. Can you repeat the question?
Oh, come on. I'm saying, you're the commissioner of a league.
Right.
Okay? You're in the draft. Mm-hmm. Time is up. You didn't make a pick, so the highest guy on the board, whoever that may be,
right.
Injured, healthy, bad, good, he goes to you. Your queue's not set. You get the guy, right? Immediately following that pick, immediately... You write in the chat or you text the commissioner. No, 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 no. I didn't want that guy. I didn't mean that to happen. No,
right,
no, no, no,
right,
no, no.
Right, right.
Or similar scenario. No, I didn't click this guy. I clicked this guy, not that guy. What would you do?
As a commissioner, I would back out the pick and give him the pick that he wanted.
I think
it's pretty simple.
No, 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 no.
It sounds like an honest mistake to me.
I don't agree. Okay. Their 2 minutes runs out. Their 2 minutes runs out.
I half agree.
Their 2 minutes runs out, Scotty, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, no problem. Let me reverse that.
Well, I'd like to find out, you know, was it a technical issue? Did you get booted out of the chat room or something
you
said, like
your
that?
No, you just time ran out.
Or if you hit the wrong guy, you know, it's a mistake. It happens.
It's unacceptable to me.
Why is it unacceptable?
You made a mistake. I'm sorry. You cannot, like, you're in a draft. To me, you were in a draft. You picked the guy. Just because you screwed up, I'm not going to fix it. It's not my job.
I agree with Corey. It's like you can't make a mistake.
Not in the draft.
Hit the wrong button.
You should be to me, you're making a draft. You should make sure before you submit that draft, before you press that button, you better be sure this is the guy you want.
You know, I've done it myself. Okay, sometimes you hit the wrong player for whatever reason. I think you do it all the time.
So.
I think that's like nearly tyrannical. It's like, you know, but you give a guy a break.
Tony?
I half agree. I think if the guy, let's say he wanted to take Brooke Lopez and he ended up taking Robin Lopez.
Okay.
Like, so he made a mistake. And he says it right away.
Okay.
Like, I'm not talking about a round later, a day later.
Like, all right, right so away. Even though, like the wrong Adrian Peterson, for instance, right? Remember the two Adrian Petersons?
Yeah. Something like that. You let him correct that pick.
I agree.
We correct it.
Agree with that.
If it's 2 minutes have gone by and he hasn't picked,
yeah,
absolutely not.
I agree.
He gets the next guy in the queue because there's a backup to that. He should have his own queue field.
Correct.
And then the software would pick from his own thing. So now he's not doing a good job. And I hate in leagues that they hold up the draft or they have the commissioner. Now, there can be problems where the software it becomes an issue. Then that's why you have to be prepared and you have to have your queue filled.
I agree with the
Q thing 100% with that. That's one of the things, you know.
How you can avoid it. Yeah,
yeah. I've you know ran drafts, you know, for these companies, and the first thing they say is in case of an emergency, always have your Q filled. And this way, you can still get your guy if you know connection is lost or your timeout or something like that. Now, by the same token, I can't really be that much of a stickler if a guy makes a mistake in the draft, you know what I'm saying? And say, no, you can't have this player. Because, you know, I don't know. I just feel, you know, I'm a more compassionate.
Don't you feel like, though,
it's a pain in the butt.
When they tell you.
It's a pain in the butt. I get it.
They tell you, though, like Dr. Roto, I forget, a couple of years ago, he did like a round later and they backed out everybody for a round. Like that, to me, is you can't.
No, you can't do that. But I think what happened with Doc was. It was a discretion.
Is that the thing with Nando?
That was the thing with Nando when he rolled back. There was a discretion with the rules that really made Doc look bad in that one. But
you know your rules.
No, I agree. But Doc was the commissioner and he rolled it back.
Like that's
he
had
unacceptable, the, he had no. We agreed it was unacceptable and he was very upset. So you know, he was very upset and he was very insulting. This is like when Dr. Roto. This is like when Dr. Roto was like an asshole. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It was back in that era. You know what I mean? So
you can't roll it back for yourself either. You look like an idiot.
Yeah. You roll it back for yourself.
I wouldn't do it.
He took a beating
for
that.
I would not roll it back for myself.
I don't agree. If you pick the wrong button, you click the wrong button. You be like, no,
Scott,
I don't
you
want
make
that
a
guy.
Mistake in every draft, though, Scott.
Scott, I've been in a draft with you. No, that was the wrong guy.
Scott, been in a draft where it hasn't happened with Scott?
No.
There you go.
I'm not trying to call you out. I'm just saying.
But we're telling the truth. Yellow belly.
Pick the wrong guy. It's fine. But like that bothers me. It also bothers me as a commissioner. In a league, right? You're rushing on the waiver wire to pick up this new closer, right? Like, all right, so-and-so got hurt. This guy's now the closer.
This is ridiculous right here, what he's about to say.
I know it is. You rush into the wire to go pick up a new closer, right? Because this guy got hurt. Okay, you with me? All right. But by accident, instead of dropping some scrub off your bench, you click the last guy in your utility who wasn't on the undroppable list, right? But he's a player that's pretty good, shouldn't be dropped. You clicked the wrong button because you were in a rush to go pick up this new closer.
And you cut like...
Somebody that's on the...
A.J. Pollock.
You cut A.J. Pollock, sure.
Yeah, this is a good... I like this scenario. I'm glad you brought this up.
Okay.
I'll let everybody chime in and I'll give you the right answer.
Sound like Jake.
But
that's my goal.
I feel like if people email me right away or like let me know right away and if they made an honest mistake, I'll correct it. I don't think there's anything wrong with it.
I'm with you, Scott. I think if a situation like this happens, you know the player didn't mean to drop that. You don't want to screw around with the balance of the league. I really don't want nobody coming after me for making that mistake. So I'm going to put that player back on the team, on the proper team. But I'm going to put that other player back in the player pool, though, so you don't get that hot closer. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
That's your punishment for making that mistake. you get your player back, but the other player goes back into the player pool.
Look, mistakes happen. Mistakes happen. If it's somebody jumps on it right away and like, I really didn't mean to do that. You know, I'm not one of those who are like, you know, everybody in the draft room is going to start railing, you know, like if it happens more than once and, you know, then it doesn't become fun to be a commissioner. But if somebody makes an honest mistake, I see no reason not to correct it.
So
whether it's in season or draft.
And I completely disagree. I'll just give my thought and then tell you. You can tell us why we're
wrong.
Greg,
you're screwing up big picture wise, though. Big picture wise. I think Corey hit it.
I'll go. And I was wondering, you're gonna tell us why you know what the right answer is. So I want to give my answer first.
I'm ready.
So I feel like you were rushing to pick up this dude. Like you're rushing to get this closer because you needed a closer. I'm sorry. In your rush, you need to make sure of what you're doing. Like, why is your mistake my problem? I'm sorry. You dropped this guy. That sucks for you. Now you got to go spend your fab money to correct your mistake. You can't whine to the commissioner. No. I didn't mean to do this. No. You got to use your fab money to win this guy back.
Do you like abuse retail people or something? Because like I could see you in a store like, though? I made a mistake on the register. No, you better give it to me at that price.
The commissioner's job is to be, I hate to use the word, I don't want to say overseer. The commissioner's job is to kind of be like an
arbiter of fair play.
Yeah.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah. Yes. No, yeah,
yes.
Exactly.
I agree with that. Yes.
All right. So an arbiter of fair play. So you got to take off your commissioner hat and this extra thing you have to do and realize if he cut a player that doesn't deserve to be cut, you're basically taking the imbalance of the league now and changing it because of a mistake. And you can't do that.
You're not doing what's best for the league. Yeah.
And second of all, there should if you play in any type of league with any type of players that are serious about this, you should never have a no-cut list. That is the biggest joke in the world because what it does is prevents you is when a guy gets injured, you can't cut him right away.
Right.
And you should have the right to make any roster moves you want to make. So definitely take that off if you're playing with experienced players.
Yeah, that's why I like
ESPN. Because some of the sites, I don't know, like you can say, Corey, ESPN.
Yahoo. I really don't play a lot of leagues on there. You know what I'm saying?
On ESPN, I'm not sure, you know, maybe Tony's referring to it. That maybe I have to unclick that in the back. It's like, you know, certain players you can't drop.
Yeah, I don't.
You need to click that in the back.
Yeah.
That's the first thing I do any league that I jump in. So the whole balance of the league, Greg, comes in. It's not about punishing that one owner for making a mistake.
Okay.
It's the 11 other owners is where I'm going. And Corey hit on it. It just affects the balance of the league. Like what happens in the NFBC, if something crazy like that happens, they take the player out of the pool.
Yep.
So basically, say you cut AJ Pollock. Well, all these teams are playing all this money there. No one can pick up AJ Pollock from that. He's just removed from the player pool.
And it throws off the balance. The overall comes into play in a situation like that. So that's kind of how I would carry it when somebody makes an honest mistake like that. But, Greg, you're like, no, you made a mistake. You're going to pay for this mistake. I'm like, oh, my God, this guy's crazy.
I like Greg's style, though. Like, here's where I like Greg's style. I think the worst leagues are ones where they vote for everything because nobody ever votes. And when they do vote, they only vote for their team's interest. Like, they don't vote for what's actually right. So I like leagues that have a dictator as a commissioner. I think it's the only way it works. And if he doesn't do a good job, vote him out the next year.
So we'll continue the commissioner conversation because this is another conversation that Corey and I had, getting into the votes and stuff. And that's something we do actually in my league, that we do vote on everything. And I'm just so sick of being called a pushover for certain things that I've kind of adopted this style. I'll explain more. We'll continue this commissioner conversation on the other side of the break. This is the Roto Experts in the Morning. Back here, Roto Experts in the Morning. We're talking commissionership a little bit. And Tony, before we went to break, said he hates leagues where you vote on everything. Where it's just like, you get people to vote, and no one votes in the best interest in the league. They vote in the best interest of their team. And I completely and utterly agree with that. And it is the commissioner's job, essentially, to have the most objective mindset. So I have been in leagues here, guys, that we're voting, like it's a keeper league, and we're voting, all right, do you want to increase keepers? Do you want to decrease keepers? Do you want keepers? Do you don't want keepers? Not shockingly, the players that have five great guys. They want to increase keepers.
They want to increase,
right. And we vote on this stupid keeper thing year after year after year. Because the same loudmouth owners, they'd be like, keepers suck. Nobody likes keepers. And I'm just like, well, we vote every year. The same three of you vote against it, and you always lose.
I think when it comes to, I think when you put things up for vote one year, I think it should go off the ballot the next year. You feel what I'm saying?
So I told you
don't keep voting over and over and over for stuff right there. And as far as voting for stuff in leagues, I don't have a problem with it. The biggest issue, everybody doesn't vote. And I don't feel like chasing down people, hey, you didn't vote. Hey, you didn't vote. Hey, you didn't vote. Hey, you got to vote. And that's a pain in the butt. Then they'll get
people
nasty with you.
Vote.
Well, you know, I got a job. I got kids. I ain't got time. You know, you're like, well,
it takes 2 minutes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. You feel what I'm
saying?
They don't
even vote for the president of the United States. Why is it required to vote in your league?
Well, because this one
why
you can do from your phone.
Why would it be required to vote?
Usually you can do from your phone. That one you can't. So I get the whole democracy thing with voting.
This water's good.
You like the water today?
Oh, my God.
Yeah. So
I had an interesting voting thing I wanted to bring up. But,
bring it up.
You know,
go ahead.
I wanted to interrupt you there. But what I did, like, in my league that I've been running for, like, about a dozen years
is the KISS League?
Yeah, I used to do, like, awards at the end of the year, like MVP, best trash talker, stuff like that. And the people would love it, you know, and, like... But then they would start complaining about me to me who I gave the awards to. So I said okay, I'll put it to a vote, and only a third of the league voted.
Can't do it.
So then I said, okay, what do you want me to do? And I stopped doing the awards, and now they're like, well, why did you stop doing
the awards?
That's
the thing right there.
There we go.
Yeah. That's the thing right there.
Yep.
You put stuff to a vote, nobody votes. Then you go in there and make the decision, oh, why would you do that? Why would you not take us into consideration? And you're like, these people have got to be crazy.
But even still, Scotty, you did this. You were a commissioner of the league. You did these write-ups, and it's super, super fun for you.
Yeah.
And then, like, you know, you've been a commissioner of the league for a decade or a decade and a half or whatever. And then it's like, you know what? I don't really have time to do this. The awards, and we're moving on. Where are my damn awards? And it's like, it is just a thankless, Tony, a thankless, thankless job.
No, it's the worst job. And I'll tell you what's even worse. If you play in CBS leagues, you can't trade. Like, they have money leagues. You can't trade at all. It got so bad. Like, I only did it once, and I was like, this is crazy. It got so bad, I tried to trade a kicker just for a kicker to see if it would go through.
Right.
And it got voted down.
Now,
every trade got voted down that was ever put up.
You give me the option of voting on somebody else's trade, I'm going to vote against it every time.
Right, of course.
Every time. I'm never going to do it. I'm never going
to. That's why I don't have trade voting.
If it's a trade vote in the league that I'm in, I'm always voting against it because I'm not. I don't want to see nobody's team get better.
So, going back to the draft and commissioning with the draft, I told you, you run out of time, it's on you. That's how I feel strongly about that. That's not dropping AJ Pollock by accident. That's you should have a cue. I'm sorry. We're in a live draft scenario. You put a minute and a half, 2 minutes on the clock. We change it every year. It's kind of like the Royal Rumble, Tony. So, a minute and a half, 2 minutes on the clock. And the only thing that we did that says if you know, your time is running out. Like, it's a real draft, basically. Your time runs out. We're not giving you a player, but the person after you can steal it, like, can pick. Like a real draft. Like the NFL draft. Like the Jaguars do with the Vikings, right?
Okay.
Like, we thought that was fair, okay? Because you're all in the same room, essentially, and your time runs out. You get skipped, basically. You can make your pick at any time.
You can't do that in the league with Scott in it.
Why?
Because Scott's going to time out.
I never time out. What are you talking about?
Scott, we've been in leagues. Scott, we've done this on the radio. You know what I'm saying?
Who are you talking about?
You don't.
I've made mistakes here and there where, like,
here and
sometimes,
there.
You know, I may have, like, hit the wrong button, but I've never timed out, unless there's been a technical issue.
Okay, well,
so if you're going to come at me accurately.
I could have made a mistake on the time and out part.
Yeah, you did.
Oh, wait, don't you act, but Scott, you act like you get in the draft room and you're error free.
No,
you
I just said, yes, I've made mistakes sometimes hitting the wrong button or something like that, but I've never, ever taken up the whole clock unless it's been a technical issue.
Okay.
That's not my fault.
All right.
So you're coming me come correct.
Oh, but Scott, you don't, yeah. but
you
don't jump,
the king, you
don't jump out
miss.
There, Scott. How
you
many
jumped
drafts,
out there.
How many drafts have you been in, sir,
you
Scott,
jumped
and
out
you be
there.
Like, you thought a player's name for draft and they've been taken already.
Oh, I hate that.
I'm not saying it hasn't happened. I'm not saying it hasn't happened.
It's happened
but you
more
just
than
said
once.
About me
it's
that
happened
I'm
more than
you're,
once.
You're trying to make up here that I'm this guy that like makes a mistake in every freaking round. You know, you better come correct and get it right.
Hey, Scott,
I've made one, two, three mistakes in a few drafts we've been, and you make like I'm making a mistake every freaking round.
Scott,
you better come correct.
Let me ask you this.
All right?
You have your 2 minutes, right? You
yeah.
call in a minute 50. you're 10 seconds left.
If I time out, I have a technical issue. I get on the phone with a commissioner.
You're not answering my question.
Yeah.
You have 10 seconds, 5 seconds left, right?
Yeah.
In the draft.
Yeah.
You call out the name of a player that's already been taken, which you've admitted you've done it before, right?
Right.
Now your 2 minutes are up. What happens?
Now what do you mean by my 2 minutes?
So you call out Matthew Stafford.
Right.
Matthew Stafford's going. The clock expires.
What happens?
Right.
What happens then?
Whatever the commissioner deems set to
do. I'm saying, what do you believe should happen? That's what
do
saying.
I believe
yeah.
should,
in that
should happen?
Yeah.
Are we talking online or in-person draft?
Both.
If I'm online, like
difference.
The top of my queue.
Okay,
and like,
okay.
In-person
right.
draft, they'll say to me, okay, who else do you want? Usually that's what happens.
Okay, so that's where I disagree.
I've done this a few times, but Corey's making like I do it all the friggin' time.
So that's
time.
Why I disagree.
Yeah.
That's why I totally disagree.
Yeah.
Because if you do that, if you draft, you know, you draft...
If I know there
Michael
are certain
Walker.
Rules... Here, I'll give you a good example. If I there know there are certain rules and I make a mistake,
sure.
I will abide by the rules.
Of course.
I know a certain baseball team, Major League Baseball team,
yep.
that has a rule that if you draft a player who's already been picked,
yep.
you get fined $500. If I was
that.
In that league,
right.
if I was in that league, I would accept a fine and there would be nothing I would say.
Right.
$500 real dollars? Yes,
$500 real dollars.
Wow. MLB league, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. It's like, look, I've made mistakes here and there. I'm sure we've all made
sure,
mistakes.
Of course.
You know? It's like, you know, I made the mistake of, you know, calling out a player who's already been drafted or whatever. It's happened once or twice or three times, you know, whatever. But like, you know, yeah, he's trying to make like it's every friggin' draft. I do make a mistake in a lot of leagues, though. I invite this guy.
So of course, Tony, how do you feel about that? You're in a live draft. Someone calls the name. Your time runs out. What do you do?
Right. See, this is the part that's crazy. I've never been in a live draft. It depends on where the setting is. If you're in a live draft in a restaurant.
Yes.
And there's people there drinking, you shouldn't have a timer.
Yeah, I
what
agree.
You should have is somebody to moderate it. Because a guy has to go take a piss, another guy's got, you know, the waiter's there trying to drop their food off, and he's got 2 minutes, and he's asking him, did you order medium rare, or did you order well done? Like, those situations happen, so there should never be a timer there. There should be somebody very strong moderating the draft that
right.
pushes people along. That's their job.
Right.
Online,
right.
if you miss
it's
your
like
pick,
an auction, a good
just,
auctioneer, right? Having a good auctioneer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the next thing, online, you should get, that clock runs out, it should give you the next player available in your queue
right.
or on the board,
right.
and
right.
that's it. End
right.
of story.
So I think the reason people have timers is the fact is some of these drafts are just so long. Like, you guys both all know this. These drafts are just so long. You have these people that do have
yeah,
work
but,
the next day that you're doing it on a Thursday night or Wednesday night or whatever, and it's already a three-hour draft, and you just give them all the time in the world. There's some people, I'm not saying most people, you know. There's some
you
people.
You get some people, though.
Yeah.
As a leader, as the moderator, like if you were running that league,
right.
like I did it for the Greenwich Street Tavern. We had a whole restaurant full of people. We had
yeah.
people sitting all over the place.
Yeah.
My job was just to keep the thing moving and we don't have a problem. So if a guy's taking too long, like Scott was screwing up or something, you just torment him.
And,
you know,
yeah. It's like when a guy takes long, like he's holding a magazine or something like
right.
that,
right.
you start to razz
yeah.
him. You know, he starts
yeah.
to hear it. You know, in a online type of draft, you know, if I can't draft a player that's already been drafted. It doesn't happen
right.
in an online
yes.
draft because the guy's
correct.
Already gone off your queue.
Correct.
You know, so if something happens where a mistake happens, it's 100% of the time with me, it's a technical issue.
What about, have you had an instance in Tout Wars where you've called out a player, you've nominated a player that's already off the board?
Tout Wars never happened.
I don't know about that, Scott.
No, never happened.
I don't know about that.
So,
I feel like that happened, Scott.
I did one thing that probably some people might get pissed off at when I was running the draft one time. So we were doing the draft, and a guy picked like four kickers that had already been picked. And I basically said, hey, how about pick this guy? And I gave him a kicker. And nobody complained. They just wanted the draft to keep moving.
Right.
And I told the guy who to pick.
Well, that's, yeah, so that's
that
a
was
kicker.
Me. I was that guy.
Oh, Jesus. That's funny. I didn't remember. Yeah.
When we come back, we're going to talk about talking about players during the drafts, because it doesn't happen online. It certainly happens in person. We're going to talk about
It does happen online.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Okay.
The people will pipe it in the queue.
Then we'll talk about that on the other side of this. Yep. Roto Experts in the Morning continues right after this. So, you're sitting in a draft. It's a live draft setting. And you're just sitting there. And you're going through the guys. You're crossing off players off your list. This guy's gone. This guy's gone. This guy's gone. Oh, my God. How is nobody taking Dallas Keuchel yet? Oh, Dallas Keuchel sucks. Oh, Dallas Keuchel sucks. Dallas Keuchel. Like, how is no one taking Dallas Keuchel yet? And you're sitting there, and everyone's sitting around the room saying, oh, dude, like, I wanted that guy. Like, what are you doing? Who cares? It's Dallas Keuchel. What's the big deal? And you say this dude's name 16 times, and it kind of screws up people's drafts. Like, is that okay, guys?
I think it's not at all. You should not mention, when you're in a draft, live or online, you should not mention a player that is still in the player pool under no circumstances. I think that is something that should not be done. It's one of the first rules when I was facilitating drafts, NFFC, stuff like that. One of the first things they tell you is that you put in the comments in the chat queue when you set up the rules and the players start to come in the draft room, let them know you mentioned the player that's on the board. You can be penalized for that. Because
what kind of penalty?
I don't know exactly what they would do. I was not, you know what I mean? But that's what the rule is standard. You do not mention the player that has not been drafted.
Yeah, I agree with Corey. I don't know if there's a rule in place, but it's like an unofficial rule. It's like, you know, keep it to yourself pretty much if, like, a guy is still there or whatever.
So the other side of it is that, like, everybody knows he's there. Everybody can see he's on the board. Like, who cares?
No, maybe somebody let it slip, you know, and, like, you know, didn't realize it. You don't know.
Especially in a live draft, yeah. Right? Because people have different sheets and people have different projections that they're using and things like that. So not everybody does know. And that happened to me this year, actually, in an online draft with Frank Stanfill in our basketball league.
Right.
Jermon Green was there in the third round, and I'm like, man, I'm gonna get this guy. Right. And some knucklehead writes in the chat room, and he didn't know any better. There was a difference. Like, he goes, I can't believe nobody's drafted Jermon Green. And I wrote in the middle, hey, nobody should be talking about any player, didn't know.
Right.
And so it's just one of those things there. Some guys, try to be dicks about it. But no, not everybody knows. When you're in a live draft, people don't know because we don't do it as much anymore. It's a whole different feeling. People forget things. People miss obvious things.
Sure.
Because there's a little more pressure on you.
Players don't just go away. Right. The players don't magically go away with their screen. That's right.
I mean, when you're online, it's all given to you because everything's an ADP order when a guy's off the board.
Yes.
But online is great because you have those variances, and people do forget players.
Scotty, let me ask you this. You're in a online or offline setting here, right? You're having a draft, and let's just say, I'll use Dallas Keuchel again just because that was the name we picked. All of a sudden, February rolls around, Dallas Keuchel's elbow hurts, Dallas Keuchel needs Tommy John, okay? Your draft's a week later, some dude in your league in the 12th or 13th round drafts Dallas Keuchel.
Right.
What do you do as commissioner?
If Dallas Keuchel is, like, injured, like, out for the year.
Having Tommy John,
He should have known. You know, you let it roll.
Oh, you do let it roll. You're not like it was a mistake.
I told you that story before, like, where, you know, I walked into a draft when I was working at CBS Sportsline, and a guy at the draft, when I was walking in, said to me, you're going to tell us who's injured, right? And I said, no, I'm not. That's up to you to know. He goes, and then he starts, like, you know, saying, well, you do this all day, you know, I have kids, blah, 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 kind of thing, you know, you should help us. And I'm like, it's not on me to help you. Once we're in the draft, if you don't know, you don't know. The only thing I would say let it go is the pick is in, it's in. If anybody wants to say, wow, he was out for the year, like after
yeah.
the pick is done. But you can't give it back. I've okay. been in drafts though where like people say no, he's out for the year and he didn't know. You know, it depends though. Sometimes
I'm that guy.
Sometimes the one thing I will say though, sometimes it's the environment. To like Tony's point when he's talking about live drafts, if you're in a league and you're just playing with your family and like. You know, there are family leagues where you're playing with your kids and your wife and stuff like that.
Your wife.
They're going to let that roll.
100% it should be. Yeah. 100%. Like, Dallas Keuchel is on your team. I'm
because
sorry.
They're not going to be cutthroat about it.
And then we all point and laugh. That's yeah. what I do. I point and laugh. I'm like, ha,
mostly,
though, the idiot
I don't
did it.
Let it go.
I would never point and laugh until after the next pick's done.
Oh yeah, of course.
Because then I feel like that someone will, you know,
feel bad,
change it. Right. Like someone will feel bad. But once the next pick's done, that's when you go after the guy.
Okay, that seems reasonable. That seems reasonable.
I'm giving him a chance to fix it.
What?
I'm giving him a chance to
Why?
Fix it. It's the start of the season, you know what I'm saying? You want everybody to have a fair shot. You don't want nobody to waste an early pick on a player that's going to be out for the whole year.
That's your fault!
I understand it's on the player, you know what I mean? But I would be like, you know, he's out for the season.
Wow. I've never known a fans exactly be so nice. It's crazy.
If it happened in football, I doubt you would let
him right. Ride. Someone, running back tears his ACL. You let him get, you letting him redraft?
I can't see it. A guy who would vote against the trade, I can't see it.
Back on the road to Westminster, hour number 2 next.